KingArthur.com.
KingArthur.com.
Let me tell you what happened. Long, long time ago. A long time ago in some place where, like, you know, people were trying to be really very good, very kind, very intelligent, super. They were trying to be, that's what people were hip to. That's what they were trying to do. They weren't trying to they were trying to make their mind okay. So about 2,500 years ago, towards the end or beginning of this guy shows up and he's really, he's got his trip ring together to begin with, and then he takes a big step and says, okay, I'm going to get it completely together, So, as the story goes, just like, who can tell? He really did a good job and did it. And then, he had some guy who was like, he had a lot of people that were coming to him to listen to what he had to say, because he used to say he could talk to anybody, in every way that anybody could hear, he could talk to them, So people were really blown away. It was like, what's amazing, I still get the echo from that, right? So then he gave his whole entire, everything he understood, he gave to, like, this guy who was his main student kind of thing, And so this guy got it. And that was like, it doesn't matter what it's called, but he was the first one. Then it was the second one, he passed on the second one, and then the third one, he passed on the third one, the fourth one. Now the fifth one, this is part of the story, The fifth one. Fifth one in China was called Hui Nang. And Hui Nang, he came from northern China. He was like considered a barbarian because all the big cities and all the culture was taking place below the Great Wall of China, where all the, they've been a great civilization for a long, long time anyway. It was this great place where people studied and learned and grew together, Hui Nang showed up and they thought he was a barbarian. The guy who was running the place, he looked at Hui Nang and said, wow, he recognized him right away as the next cat. So he knew that he was in danger. If he recognized him as the next cat, he knew he was in danger. So he had Hui Nang doing things like, sweeping and, working in the stables, cleaning up the stables after the bull and all that stuff, And then one day, there was like some buzz going on around, and Hui Nang asked the guy, because Hui Nang couldn't read and he couldn't write because he came from barbarian China, he was illiterate, And something was going on, he asked the guy what's happening. And the guy told him, he says, the big cheese, the main dude, he says there's a contest going on. He says the contest is whoever can write this best, four lines, they win, that's it. They get the prize. I'll give them the prize, the main prize. So, he said, listen, would you do me a favor? Just write this on the stable wall. So the cat wrote it on the stable wall. But what happened is the contest happened, and the guy who was the main guy, he knew that Hui Nang was it anyway, but like the next in line was like not very trustworthy. He wasn't so okay, he wasn't very cool. He would talk about like how it is being a human being, it's sort of like, say, well, I exist, or you can say I don't exist. It's like, but everything that I see looks like maybe me, it's like my mirror. When I see a tree, I know it's mirroring me at the time. When I see a friend, I know, well, that's nice, but it's really just me. I'm having a good experience, and it's part of me. I see a bad experience, and it's just part of me, so everything's my reflection, so to speak. So the guy who's the second best, he wrote this four lines about, everything that he saw as being, some him, and sort of polishing the mirror, which was polishing himself, kind of thing, polishing it to be really, a good reflection of everything that came in, which made a lot of sense to me. It was really right. This cat, Hui Nang, it was from, the part of China that was barbarian China, where they, he couldn't read and he couldn't write. But he had the guy write on the wall, on the stable wall. He said, there is no mirror, man. There's no polishing, there's no dust against them, there's no dirt to get, you don't have to keep it clean, because there is no mirror, there's no clean, there's none of that shit. That's what he wrote. It's like, now that's a pretty interesting concept, considering that, everything goes on and every day, it's like, this song is sort of like something like that, it's a song about, just sort of being alive, . sorry. There was some disturbance in the forest. And I just wanted to tell you, this is a song about, I don't know what this song is about, but I'll figure it out. So let's see. I can't remember what it goes. I think it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Late at night, raining again. Everybody's sleeping, the blankets or warm drinks. I'm polishing the pieces, these heavy changes bring. Sea rose by my window, the highway's my front door. Looking to see something I haven't seen before. Footprint in the ocean, waves rushing onto the shore. I heard it said there is no mirror where any dust can land. I've tried not interfering, I've tried to make a stand. Wind blowing through my pictures, dust building. Raining again. Everybody's sleeping under blankets or warm drinks. I'm polishing the pieces this heavy change has made.
Let's just keep rolling, going with the Leroy Show.